Our reading for today is from Acts the 28th chapter, verses 16 to 31. And when we came into Rome, Paul was allowed to stay by himself with the soldier that guarded him. After 3 days, he called together the local leaders of the Jews, and when they had gathered, he said to them, "Brothers, though I had done nothing against our people or the customs of our fathers, yet I was delivered as a prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans. When they had examined me, they wished to set me at liberty because there was no reason for the death penalty in my case. But because the Jews objected, I was compelled to appeal to Caesar, though I had no charge to bring against my nation. For this reason, therefore, I have asked to see you and speak with you, since it is because of the hope of Israel that I am wearing this chain." And they said to him, "We have received no letters from Judea about you, and none of our brothers coming here has reported or spoken any evil about you. But we desire to hear from you what your views are, for with regard to this sect we know that everywhere it is spoken against." When they had appointed a day for him, they came to him at his lodging in greater numbers. From morning till evening he expounded to them, testifying to the kingdom of God and trying to convince them about Jesus, both from the law of Moses and from the prophets. And some were convinced by what he said, but others disbelieved. And disagreeing among themselves, they departed after Paul had made one statement: "The Holy Spirit was right in saying to your fathers, through Isaiah the prophet, 'Go to this people and say you will indeed hear but never understand, and you will indeed see but never perceive. For the people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and turn, and I would heal them. Therefore, let it be known to you that this salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles. They will listen." He lived there 2 whole years at his own expense and welcomed all who came to him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation, we welcome Pastor John Nauman, Redeemer Lutheran Church, Oakmont, Pennsylvania.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The book of Acts gives us the experience of St. Paul, as he, like the other apostles, went about speaking to a range of audiences with very mixed reactions. In the final chapter, as he speaks to a largely Jewish audience that greets him in Rome, we see that, to the very end, he had to come to terms with hostility and opposition. Today, living in the information age, people can hear and see more than any civilization in human history. Everyone with a smartphone feels like they have at their fingertips the sum of all human knowledge. Yet what does such connectedness do to the audiences of those who, like St. Paul, try to preach the gospel? Sadly, many today are already biased against what we say before we even open our mouths. St. Paul faced a similar audience. Oh, they claimed to be impartial at first. They told St. Paul, "We have received no letters about you, and none of the brothers has reported or spoken any evil about you. So far, so good." But then they let it drop when they said, "We desire to hear from you what your views are, for with regard to this sect, we know that everywhere it is spoken against." So, like today's open-minded, impartial, inclusive, and unprejudiced champions of tolerance, St. Paul's audience claimed they were interested in what he had to say, but in fact, they had already been poisoned against his message. St. Luke relates how they soon, disagreeing among themselves, departed. After seeing their reactions, St. Paul compared them to a similar audience centuries earlier when he said, "The Holy Spirit was right in saying to your fathers through Isaiah the prophet, 'Go to this people and say, you will indeed hear, but never understand. You will indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them.'" You might say it was not the season for preachers, yet it almost never is. It certainly wasn't in Jesus' time, and he predicted that things would only get worse. On his way to the cross, our Lord asked the women who wept to see him so despised and rejected, "If they do this when the wood is green," he said, "what will they do when it is dry?" However green the human heart may have been toward the biblical God in the past, human hearts seem quite dead and dry to him today, particularly in the affluent Western world. All of us can feel this in ourselves and in others, a natural resistance to God that Isaiah described when he said, "This people's heart has grown dull." Ever hearing, but never understanding. Ever seeing, but never perceiving. That's a description of people in any given generation whose sinful inclinations obstruct spiritual life and faith. It is really only through a miracle of God's Holy Spirit working by means of his word and sacraments that any of us really get God's message. Because St. Paul knew and trusted in the power of God to save some who hear the gospel, he did not despair, nor should we. He wrote to one of his younger bishops, St. Timothy, "Preach the word, be ready, in season and out of season." Yes, the Apostle Paul, on several occasions in his ministry, had to cut his losses, so to speak, and change direction to address a different audience, but he did not alter his message. As he explained to the Gentiles in Corinth, "I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified." The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. We today, in the information age, can rely on the internet to give people a lot of information about a great many subjects, but God relies upon his people in his church to reach out to others with the good news of how he has made atonement for the sin of the world through his Son, the Redeemer and Savior of the world. We cannot prevent our audience from being poisoned against our message by any number of hostile worldviews, but we can be committed, as was St. Paul, to sharing the truth about our sin as human beings and the truth about our Savior, who so lovingly provides for the forgiveness of sin and eternal life for those who trust in him.
We thank Pastor Jonathan Nauman for today's meditation on God's Word.